Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Yaz. I want to wish everybody a happy, healthy holiday. I hope you're all enjoying the holidays with your friends or family or whoever you're spending it with. And I want to tell you that my new book is now available on Amazon. I'm offering it free for 5 days on a 5-day promotion. It's called Signs He's Not Into You / He's Just Wasting Your Time. Okay, the link is available in my podcast description, all right? And it's available free on Amazon, doesn't cost you anything. So if you're in a situation where you're unsure whether the guy you're dating or you're in a relationship, whether he's not really into you and you're unsure, download my book free. It's an ebook on Kindle on Amazon and it's offered free. The link again is in my podcast description and it's called Signs He's Not Into You / He's Wasting Your Time. Okay? I hope everybody has a great holiday. Hi everybody, good evening. It's Yaz. Tonight I'm going to podcast on something that really affects most people out there when it comes to relationships. It's affected me and it's affected a lot of different people that I see all around me. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. You know, I was reflecting back on some of the relationships that I had, and I had a good friend of mine, an older gentleman, who said to me, you know, you did it to yourself. So what I'm going to podcast on tonight is how we look back on the relationships that we've had and we realize that, you know what? We did it to ourselves. When we end up in a toxic relationship or a relationship that really didn't work out, we really did it to ourselves because we did not recognize the warning signs, or maybe we ignored the warning signs, or maybe we weren't savvy enough to recognize the warning signs. So when you listen to this podcast, I want you to think back on the past relationships you've had that didn't work out. And I want you to really, really look at it with a clear, clear outlook and realize that there were warning signs there that you didn't recognize or you ignored and you didn't do anything about it. You just kind of didn't think it was important. And later on, these things become bigger as time goes by and they blow up in our faces and we end up with breakups and we realize, some of us don't even realize why it happened because we're not in tune with the person that we got involved with to understand that there were a lot of warning signs there that the relationship was going to end up in a bad place. So, you know, there could be signs that someone is controlling in the beginning. When you first start going out with somebody, remember, everything is nice in the beginning. In the beginning, your emotions are running high. You're really not thinking too much with your head. You're more ruled by your emotions. You're loving that feeling of being in love and the attention that you're getting. You're seeing the person at their absolute best in the beginning. And as time goes on, You're going to see the signs of the real person coming out, okay? But you have to really recognize the flags, the warning signs when you get involved with somebody so that you don't end up wasting your time with the wrong person or in a very bad, toxic relationship, okay? For example, you could get involved with somebody who's very, very controlling. Maybe you start dating somebody and they're controlling with money, or they're controlling with what you wear, or maybe they're controlling, they don't want you to be friends with the friends that you've had. These are all warning signs, and you don't take it seriously. You just feel like, oh, you know, they're really into me and they're just watching out for me. But these are all warning signs that will get worse as time goes by. And a lot of people that are controlling can also become abusing. So these are things that you have to watch out for. Think back on your prior relationships. Were you involved with somebody who was controlling? And how did that end up? Another thing is, you know, look when you first start dating somebody, if they had signs of being somebody who would be unfaithful. Were they very flirtatious with other women? When you were sitting in a restaurant with them, were they eyeing every other female in the restaurant? You know, if you're a woman with a male or vice versa. Look for signs that somebody is selfish. Is it all about them? Do they talk about themselves all the time? Look back on your prior relationships and ask yourself, you know, did these relationships not work out because I was involved with people with these characteristics? You know, you have to be on the same page with someone. A lot of times people get involved with somebody and they're just thinking from a romantic standpoint. They're enjoying the time that they spent with them, maybe on a beach or on a weekend getaway or whatever it could be, going out in the evening. They're not really looking at the person and analyzing the person and saying to themselves, am I really on the same page with that person? Does this person want what I want? Or am I trying to project to them to want what I want? Never, ever push somebody to, number one, be in a relationship or to want what you want. Because they may agree just to go along with the relationship in the beginning, but their true feelings will come out later, and it's you two are going to have a disagreement about it down the road. So you have to absolutely be on the same page. You have to know that that person wants the same things in life that you do. You know, they say opposites attract. Yes, they do. Opposites attract, but a lot of times they don't last because the people are not on the same page. They may have different ideas about money, how to spend money, how to save money. They may have different work ethics. One person may have a very good work ethic that, you know, holds a job and has been at a steady job for a while, whereas the other person can't hold a job or is always out of work. You have to be on the same page. It could be differences in religion. You have to be on the same page. It may not be something that's important now, but if you have children down the road, it could be an issue. If you have family, you may not like that person's family in the beginning when you're dating them, but you just overlook it. You ignore the signs and you say, well, I'm not worried about it. You know, I'm going to be in control of my partner and it won't be a problem. But if that person that you're involved with is very close with their family, most definitely it's going to be a problem. These are all warning signs when you got involved with somebody. And if you got involved with somebody, these things have all caused problems down the road, or they will cause problems down the road. So look back on your past relationships and think back at all the different flags that were there that you didn't recognize or you ignored. And think back at how your relationship broke down because of it, all right? Because you don't want to make the same mistakes when you go into another relationship. Some people keep repeating the same mistakes over and over again. They never learn from prior mistakes. You would think that they would, but a lot of people don't. Okay, that's why they'll go years with the same mistake, finding the same type of partner over and over again, because they just don't get it. They don't understand. They didn't recognize the flags and realize that these were the type of people that they were not going to be able to work with and have a lasting relationship with. So you have to keep that in mind, you know. A lot of times, you know, people just, you know, get involved with somebody that may have a different personality than them. Maybe that person they get involved with has no passion or is cold. Well, that may not be a big deal in the beginning, you know, because you're looking at the romantic part of your relationship. But down the road, you may say to yourself, why is my partner, you know, very unaffectionate? Because you picked a partner that has no passion or is that type of personality. So you have to look at all of these things in the beginning. You know, another example is maybe a lot of times a lot of older men will pick a younger woman, and these older men have children, and they don't look at the aspect of that a lot of these younger women aren't ready to be stepmoms, okay? And there's a lot of problems in relationships like that, but I'm not going to focus on that in this podcast. That'll be a different podcast that I'll do, you know, with stepchildren and relationships like that. But, you know, a lot of people, they get involved with somebody that's in a different stage of life. You know, maybe one partner is much older than the other partner, and they're going through different stages of life. And it's very complicated to kind of make that relationship work because, you know, the younger person may be interested in still going out and partying, and the older person is more laid back and ready to just kind of kick back, enjoy their life, you know, very mellow kind of life. So there's going to be conflict. Or the older person, like I said before, has children, and the younger person may not understand that they have children or that their children is a concern in their life, especially if they've never had children themselves, the younger partner. Okay? So the reason that I'm telling you guys all this is because when you look for a partner, you want to make sure that you're going to be on the same page. You want to make sure that you recognize that these are all warning signs, and that you have to realize that if you get involved with somebody with these kind of warning signs, you're going to have troubles down the road. All right? And it's up to you whether you want to deal with it or not. But a lot of times we end up in toxic relationships or relationships that have gone bad because we didn't recognize these warning signs, okay? The other thing is you want to keep into consideration if you get involved with somebody, that person could be very materialistic and maybe looking to be with you because of your money, if you have money. There's a lot of instances like that that I've seen. You know, so you want to make sure that the person that you're involved with is interested in you for you, not because you could do something for them financially. Okay. The other big thing, like I said, is dislike of family. All right. Family is a big one. So you want to make sure that everything is going to flow. See, a lot of times we don't recognize these things because we rush into relationships, all right? And we're looking at other things in the relationship. We're looking more at the physical side of the relationship than rather, you know, how that person treats us or what that person's basic character is. You know, when you get involved with somebody, there's two aspects mainly that you have to look at. One, obviously, you have to have a physical connection, okay? You have to feel some kind of that physical chemistry. This is somebody that you could have intimacy with. That's one aspect of it. But the other aspect is that you have to be able to connect with that person on an emotional level, and you have to look at that person and respect that person. Because if you don't respect that person, you're not going to be able to love that person, okay? You have to respect them for who they are as a person. Do they have good character? Are they kind? How do they treat you? These are the important things that you have to look at rather than just, oh, you feeling that physical connection and, oh, I'm in love with them. Oh, I can't wait to see them. Oh, I can't wait to be intimate with them. Well, you know, that only lasts so long and then you're left with the person. So you better make sure that you have the other piece of the puzzle here where you're connected with the person on another level, okay? Rather than just being able to have a romantic sexual night with that person. And that's what I see a lot of. I see a lot of people just concerned with the physical aspect, especially more the male side. They're more concerned on the physical aspect than really, you know, a woman's characteristics. You know, is she a kind person? Does she have your back? You know, those kind of things. You know, does she have a good work ethic? So you have to look at the complete person and you have to learn from your prior mistakes. All right. If you get confused, get a piece of paper, write down the relationships that you've had in the past and write down what went wrong. Where did the relationship break down? And then I want you to think about what were the warning signs that were there that you didn't recognize at the time for the warning signs. Maybe you were dating somebody, okay, who was showing you a lot of attention, but then they were ghosting on you here and there, okay? Which is a sign usually of somebody that's a cheater. Usually when somebody ghosts, it usually means that they're busy with somebody else, okay? So if you're not hearing from them, trust and believe they're talking to somebody else. That's 9 times out of 10, okay? So that's, you know, so many people are confused with the whole ghosting aspect. But I could tell you right off the bat that when somebody ghosts, it generally means either they're really not that into you or they're juggling other people. So they're busy with the other people at the time and then they come back to you, okay? It's a game, you know? You want to make sure that you understand if you get involved with somebody with different cultural backgrounds that, you know, you have to respect their culture, all right? You have to understand, did you get involved with somebody who has addiction? Maybe somebody who's a drinker, maybe somebody who does drugs, maybe somebody who's a gambler. If you saw these things in the beginning and you ignored them later on, you did it to yourself because that's the price that you pay when you get involved with somebody that has an addiction. So you have to be able to recognize these things. So later on, you don't say, I did it to myself. I got involved with someone with an addiction, okay? Or somebody with poor habits. Believe it or not, one of the leading causes of fighting with couples is over a clean house or helping out with the chores, okay? A lot of couples fight about who does what chores around the house. So when you start dating somebody or when you're living with somebody, you want to see what their habits are as far as cleanliness. Do they clean? Do they keep a clean house? Maybe they're very clean and you're not clean and you have differences like that. You know, you have to look at all these kind of things and recognize them in the beginning stages because they could be a reason why you fight later on, okay? Keep that all in mind. So basically, the whole reason and idea of this podcast is for us to look back on our prior relationships and think to ourselves, did we do it to ourselves? And most of the time, we did it to ourselves. We got involved in a relationship that wasn't right because we didn't realize the warning signs or we weren't savvy enough to recognize the warning signs, or we ignored the warning signs, and we ended up in a bad relationship. So the whole thing is you have to recognize those warning signs so that you don't end up in a relationship that goes bad and you look back and you say to yourself, I did it to myself. Okay, I hope that helps you guys. Remember, You have to look at everything when you start going out with somebody. Like I said, the thing that annoys you in the beginning is the thing that's going to be big later on. If you're in, for example, if you're involved with somebody who's very flirtatious in the beginning, in the very, very beginning, down the road, it's going to get worse. Okay. It doesn't get better. Usually it gets worse. All right. Unless the person is willing to change on their own. You can't change people. They have to be wanting to change themselves. Okay. But it's up to you to recognize if somebody that you're with has things that are warning signs, and for you to not get too deep into the relationship before you're too deep in, you have a lot of feelings in, and then it's going to end up blowing up down the road, and you're going to say to yourself, I did it to myself because I ignored these warning signs. All right, have a great night. If you like my podcast, please hit the subscribe button and share. Thanks so much for listening. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Thank you.